You should do a do an intro anyway, just so I can use it for cold opening.
Who are you talking to?
I am talking to Mike.
Okay, yeah, I think so. I have missed Mike for a long time. Please, everybody missed you.
I've missed Mike for a long time.
Uh-oh, right. Mike.
It's not like it really went anywhere.
You hot 70s porn star, you?
People liked you. People liked you. Please, please. Please.
Please what?
Please me? What?
I'm begging you. We're begging you.
To do what? What are you talking
about? to do a cold opening.
What? For what, though?
I was trying to tell you that this is really in the show. It's actually Jeff's idea.
Well, then let him do the fucking opening.
That's cold opening. Let him do the fucking.
It's the back.
Yeah. What's going on over there in Florida?
Let me finish, okay?
Hello, and welcome to a very special edition of Simply Radio, where we're going to discuss one-week challenges. Any one-week challenge we've had on Simply Scripts. The one-week challenge is a challenge that has a genre and theme that we give to the scriptwriters at Simply Scripts to write a script in a week. And then we kind of judge it in a challenge sort of fashion. It's not a contest, it's a challenge. And I have with us Jeff Bush, Pia.
Hello.
And Sandra Watson. And Mike Shelton.
I think Sandra left.
Very special visit from Mike Shelton, who's been in the ether for a while. So I'm going to turn this over to Pia, who organized this whole discussion. And we'll start talking about the one-week challenges and how we think we can improve them, what we think we like, what we think we don't like. Pia?
Well, let me first say that I actually am happy that this is on a Friday night again instead of a Saturday afternoon, because on Saturday afternoons I sort of had like a, I don't know, I think I thought it was a little bit more dullish. But anyway, that might just be the beer talking. But anyway, Jeff had this excellent idea to talk about one-week challenges, and I thought that was excellent, too, because I think that's actually been going on at Simply Scripts for, I don't know, maybe 5-6 years or something like that. And since we have, in general, about 4 of them every year, that is quite a few by now. And the genres and themes have varied, and the participation has varied. It's gone from just like maybe 12 or so in the old days to now we get almost 40 or so. So I thought it would be fun to talk about past one-week challenges, present one, and maybe future ones, suggestions, what we would like to see, what we don't like to see. Scripts that we may remember, scripts that we stuck in our mind, and that sort of thing. So anyway, I thought this might be a fun thing to talk about.
Okay. I think it's a very good idea. Very good idea. Oh, yes.
Well, it was your idea. So where do we start? I mean, we have Mike Shelton here. You've been around a long time, and I've been around a long time. The very first one that I remember that I took part in, at least, was the Western General Store. Actually, I wrote a script for that particular one, but I didn't make the actual 1 week. So I submitted mine like 7 weeks later. But that was a really good one. And I particularly remember, I do remember still, even after all these years, I do remember some of the scripts. And Martin Lancaster, who also wrote Open Your Mind, which was the script of the month last month, wrote one that was called The Great Brain Robbery. And I thought that one was also one of the funniest things I ever wrote. But it's one of those things that have characters from Simply Script board members as characters. So it may not be that funny right now to people that are members now because they don't know the characters. But it was, in my opinion, expertly written, and it has stayed with me all this time. And he also suggested another challenge at that same time, which was to write a script with absolutely no dialogue in 1 week. And I know that you, Mike Shelton, I know you took part in that one too because I read yours. And that was actually my very first script that I ever posted. And it was, that was when I was totally free and didn't fear anything. So anyway, it was yanked from the site shortly after it was posted. But that was a really, really good exercise in writing a I think it was 15-page script with no dialogue at all, and it has stayed with me for a long time. So that's my first thought about 1 week challenges.
I remember the no dialogue one, and it was really a pain in the ass for me because I only managed to come up with like a 3-page script. But I actually, when it was all said and done, I actually liked the script. It did what it needed to do in those 3 pages. It was kind of spread out over the course of a couple of years even. But I remember that.
I did a good job on them. I mean, Matthias or Mr. C, he had a really good one there too. I mean, I think there maybe have only been like 10 or so entries, but I think all of those were really strong scripts, really.
Yeah, well, it was a small challenge. And I mean, even back then when we had the 1 week challenge, that was, they were, you know, 10 entries, 12 entries, 15 entries, something like that. They were pretty much low key. And you can get around reading them all, you know, relatively quickly. Now you get 40, 50 or whatever. And I guess that just goes to show how much the site has expanded.
Mike, do you think it was better or worse having less? Maybe better in a way, huh?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, like the challenge that's going on now, you know, for Rick's sake, it's definitely better because he's got 40 scripts to choose from instead of 10 or 12. I mean, from a reader standpoint, yeah, it sucks. But right. I mean, I know there's no obligation to read every single script, but I think anybody who enters wants to, or at least the people who hang around this site most of the time. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's people who say, hey, here's my script. Good knowing you. See you later. And, you know, you get a couple of those every once in a while, but, you know, it's something that can be dealt with. And, I mean, worst case scenario is somebody does that, they, you know, you waste a half hour or so reading and doing a review on their work, and, you know, you kind of realize that once they do anything that's going to be, you know, where they're really looking for feedback and they have their name attached to it right from the get-go, you just ignore it.
Do you think the quality is better in a smaller batch, or...?
No, I don't think it matters. I mean, you got the same time frame, and you know, it's just it all depends on the writers that are involved.
I don't think necessarily that the quality has anything to do with it. I think for me personally, back then when there would be like 12 only instead of 40, it had nothing to do really with the quality, but it was more fun because you knew that these people had written something, so it was a little bit more fun then to...
It was younger, though. Now it's more of a normal thing, though.
Yeah, I mean, but
that just evolves like that.
Fun to guess who wrote which one.
Yeah,
I remember we used to take like a week to just kind of guess who wrote what and that sort of thing. So it's kind of fun, but I wouldn't say that the quality has got better or worse. You know,
I would say it's fluctuated a bit. It's fluctuated a bit with the topic chosen. And I remember my first one that I entered was a sci-fi one. And that was
the popcorn
one. Yeah, and I really liked my script I wrote for
which
that.
Which one?
It was a sci-fi popcorn one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And, you know, then there
were
some...
Before my time.
Yeah, then there were some really silly ones for a while that were No, they were pretty good for a couple of them after that, and then it kind of dropped off into like some sort of drama picnic sort of loop.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
I was really aggravated at the sci-fi popcorn one because I had an idea that, you know, I was going to enter and I couldn't get around to writing it. And it wasn't even like, my whole idea was basically it was a spoof kind of thing, but it was, you know, it would have been sci-fi related, but it was this whole, the whole idea that I had was it was basically going to be like a Flash Gordon.
Flash or Flesh?
Flash. Yeah, Flash. Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
But what the hell was the name of it? Oh Jesus! I came up with the title and I had the whole thing laid out and I never got around to writing it. It was like Flash Redenbacher and the Temple of Cupcakes or some shit. It was all based around, it was a sci-fi spoof with all snack food characters. And the only thing I remember, I wrote the beginning and it was like, he was running to get out of like this tunnel, kind of like, you know, Star Wars type thing or whatever. And it was the whole thing where like the door's coming down, you're like in Indiana Jones when he went back to get his hat and the door closed on him. Well, Twinkie the kid lost his hat and he went back to get it and the door closed on him and cream filling just went everywhere. And, you know, basically killed them. So, I mean, it was just kind of stupid on the whole, but it was a spoof more or less. But
which other one I remember really well, and I remember yours, and that was the I remember Birds too, and that was one that was about barbecue in the backyard or something like that. And you had something about a Barbie. Am I right?
Yeah.
And Bert had. He wrote a pretty funny, like a simple script character thingy. That was fun too. I mean, see, I remember some of these. Some scripts actually, I mean, I read a lot of scripts, so when some of these things, you know, stay with
me. Remain with you was very impressive, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I caught a lot of shit for that script because everybody was telling me that it was more of a comedy than a drama, but I don't know.
Which one?
It was called Barbie on the Barbie.
Yeah.
And it was this little kid stole this girl's Barbie doll and burned it on a grill. And I mean,
that was before my time too.
I guess in hindsight.
Well, I remember reading that one, but I read it. That was before my time too.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it probably was.
I do remember Sandra's debut script in an OWC.
I do too. That was the good one on the boat.
Yep.
What was it?
Yeah, the houseboat. Yeah.
I don't remember the title, but I actually remember reading that one, and I went like, oh, this is kind of weird in a fun kind of way.
Yeah.
And I'm on saying, oh, I didn't like this one at all.
Well, no, I mean, I liked the script a lot, and then it went into that whole, it was all the dream scenario, and I got really pissed. And I think
Sandra, you didn't.
I think I wrote one of the longest.
I didn't mean to. It wasn't intentional.
Yes.
That was.
Yes, it was.
It was an unintentional dream.
No.
that's what I'm saying. I mean, all this time after you did it, I mean, we still remember it. You know, I mean, that's better than writing something that 5 minutes later people can't remember.
You're right, Sandra, of course, yes.
But that's how Sandra operates. She has these really whacked out ideas, but she somehow has to set them in reality.
Right. Yeah. And that's
non-reality.
That's something that, you know, that we need to talk about more and more on Simply Scripts is, you know, to get that through people's heads is that it needs to be placed within a context. Doesn't matter what context it is,
right.
But it needs to be a framework that the audience gets with, you know. So it doesn't matter if it's fantastical or crazy whacked out, as long as they get with that in that first initial whatever couple of minutes, and then they'll believe anything and they'll go along with you. But if something comes out of the blue, 10 minutes, you know, into the script and it wasn't set up ahead of time, you know, people say, well, you know, where did that come from? So that's something that just young writers need to understand. And some people get it right away. It's just internalized. They're just like, you know, they just feel it, but not everyone does.
That's a good point, Sandra. It's like the movie Wanted, for instance, with Angelina Jolie. you don't buy in within the first few minutes, you're going to hate that movie. But if you do, you're probably going to like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want Sandra to know that that particular script stayed with me, so I do remember that one. So whatever you did, it was memorable.
I remember it because it was all a dream.
What was your first script, Jeff? Yeah. Jeff, what was your first script in OWC?
My first OWC?
Yeah.
Was it that picnic in Australia? I don't know.
Oh, maybe. That might be.
That sounds right, actually.
Yeah. It might have been the, what's her name?
The one where you left your Tom name on the PDF?
Not yes, and everything. Yeah. And big things broke out. They're horrible. Just people were deleting reviews and rewriting them, and it was ridiculous. What's her name? Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Is that the first one?
Yeah. So we discussed what our first OWC was. So let's talk about...
No, we didn't. I didn't say mine.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you did. You said about 12 of them, Mike.
Well,
this is
the funny thing, because this is, you know, this will open people up. The first OWC that I took place in was, I don't even remember the genre it was supposed to be. There was a subgenre. I think it was gothic horror.
And that was Pills, yeah.
Yeah, and it was at a dog run.
Yeah.
And this was me. Yeah, it took place at a dog walking park, whatever. And I'd say I had been on the board maybe a couple months, whatever, and I took part in it. And I actually had two entries in that OWC.
Yeah, two boy, nice.
Yeah.
And, you started off strong.
And they're still up there on the board, but I mean, if you go and look at them, they're just horrible looking. And I just keep them up there for shits and giggles, but I mean, they look awful. I think they're in like RTF format and everything else, because like whatever piece of bullshit software I was able to pull.
Is that 1978 or 80?
Yeah, I might as well have written it on like a Commodore 64. It was that bad. I keep them up there. You know, I just like, yeah, okay, this is what I used to write, and you know, and then when I look at anything new stuff, oh yeah, it's just leaps and bounds. But I mean, at the time, it was just like I was using some piece of software. It was called like Rough Draft, and I think this was even before Celtics was out. It was like 2005, I think, that I did that. But you know, and the stories themselves were actually not bad. I liked them. One of them was just kind of a throw-in. It was like this. It was called The Forbidden Tree, and it was like, you know, this guy shows up at the dog run with his buddy walking his dog, and, you know, he's sitting there, and there's like this homeless guy that comes out of nowhere, and he's guarding this tree to keep dogs from peeing on it, because if a dog pees on a tree, like, something bad is going to happen. So, you know, it's this whole build-up of suspense, and I mean, despite the ridiculous concept, everything I write for the OWC is just whacked. I just, you know, because it's usually, there's the theme of genre. It's the first thing that pops in my head, and I just go write it.
Well, you know, Mike, I have to say I really love your writing, and I enjoy you. I enjoy your comments. You make me laugh, and I hope that you'll be back. You know what?
I miss you.
I haven't gone.
His comments, like,
I haven't gone anywhere.
Somebody says,
"We miss you, Mike."
Said, yeah, and he says, "Oh, I had a hamburger today. Like that was his big deal, or something."
But everybody's like, "I hope you come back." I'm on the board numerous times a day. I don't post.
Where
that,
are you?
Well, Mike, I hope you come back.
I'm in Indiana.
I hope you come back,
we miss
Mike,
you, brother.
Come
yes,
back,
we do,
Mike.
Mike.
All right.
Dalton,
so now that we know,
Dalton.
Now that we know what everybody's OWC is.
We didn't say mine yet.
You did.
You don't know that.
When?
Twice. Two
what?
Of them.
What?
Dog run.
Yeah, well, mine was back, I think it was Phil's.
Oh, first.
It was, I can't remember the subgenre. It was gothic horror at a dog run.
Yeah, it was.
And I wrote this script, and it was, you know, with this dog, and he couldn't pee on a tree.
Well, you just said that. Anyway, yeah, you
oh,
did.
I'm sorry.
What are you drinking, Mike?
And that involves
salt. What are you drinking right now? Let's all say what we're
I'm
drinking.
I'm not drinking like. Anything. That was a joke.
Oh, okay.
I am drinking,
I'm drinking
beer.
Vodka.
Though. I am having beer, but I haven't had beer. Near. I haven't had near enough beer to forget what I just said. You know, 2 minutes prior though.
Need to catch up. With you.
So when right, are so we going to say everybody's OWCs?
Let's talk about what we like about OWC. The OWCs. What do we like about them? Pia.
Okay, I particularly, for myself, I like being given an assignment and the time frame, and the shorter and harder, the better. I think works better.
Shorter and harder?
What, you want me to say bigger and harder? No. The more constricted, the harder. The harder the challenge, the better I like it, okay? Which is, in a way, I like the movie poet five-page restriction there, except for you have a whole fucking month to write the thing, you know what I mean? I mean, I usually start, like, the last day, you know? So to me, it's like, I like
even
that.
Harder.
I like the five-page restriction, you know? But they a whole month is way too long. So I like the 1 week challenge is you have 1 week, you have very specific guidelines on theme and genre and all this and that. And I like that. When it's too broad, then you know I don't know.
Like when it's more broad, actually, Pia. I don't like when it's very penned in and get all the same scripts, but I understand what you're saying.
No, that's fine, because now you're talking about from a reader's point of view. I'm just talking about, for me, for writing, I like it harder, you know.
All right.
I think this was a great challenge, actually, this new one, because it was very broad, but still, there were only a certain number of themes that we were allowed to choose from, certain myths. So, although it was very broad and open in terms of the way you can do it, you still had a number of, 20, 25 things to incorporate into your script. And to me, that was perfect.
Oh, I think this was a really good challenge. At this time, I did not have the time to do it. I thought you were asking me specifically, No, I love these 1 week challenges, and I think that's I think what Phil started a long time ago is from the New York City 1 week challenge thingy.
Phil started it?
Yeah, and it was based on the New York City. What was it called? New
Midnight
City,
Madness.
Midnight.
Yeah, midnight. Yeah, something like that. And it's and I took part of that 1 year, and I didn't like it because a lot of the scripts that moved forward were just horrible. It which is why Chris really started Movie Poet, you know, because it was that 1 year that.
Wait, what? Who started what?
Let's not go into that, okay? Let's.
All right, Mike. What do you like about the 1 week challenges?
I don't know. I mean, I think it gives people a chance to, you know, work on something different, you know, that is, I mean, normally a lot of people, their ideas, they come from, you know, stuff that they experience every day or just something that just pops into their head. I mean, this at least steers you in the direction of, you know, you're working within these parameters and you write a script with this theme and in this genre or whatever, you know, it gets people thinking in that mold and, you know, maybe gets people to think outside the box a little bit as, you know, what they normally do. I know that was always kind of a big thing for me. You know, I used to write a lot of comedies and, you know, something would pop up with a challenge where it was a horror script or a drama script. And, you know, I just have to kind of think about it in those terms rather than, you know, normally what I would, you know, do under normal circumstances. And, I think that's the best thing is it gets people out of their comfort zone. And I mean, I think that helps a lot to, for a writer to expand.
We're out of their stagnancy of not doing anything. It's a wonderful way to get people to send a script in and talk about it. It's wonderful. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I think I actually kind of feed on the stress a little bit, you know, that you have to finish something within a deadline and, you know, And I think maybe that's why even I post on the boards and saying I will enter, because that puts extra stress on me that I actually have to do it. I like that. Doesn't make me weird.
I don't know. What I like about them is I like that there's a line drawn, and I like that I can straddle it in color, like just a little outside it. And so for me, it's more of a challenge of like finding the boundary and trying to push it as far as I can.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I think that I'm kind of like to do that too, but not in a bad way. But the thing that I like about the challenge is that there's an energy that is produced, because I think most of us, when we enter the challenge, we are making a commitment to ourselves, and we're making a commitment to others.
Yes.
So, you know, Phil has said that, you know, you can do this anytime, and we really can, but most of us aren't disciplined enough to do it every time. So I think that the other members, you know, that are working with us, they kind of bring us up. Everyone kind of lifts us up, because everyone's participating in it. So it's a very group effort, even though we're working solitary. And I like that, because I'm a bit of a loner, but I really like to be with people, and I don't like to just be alone all the time, you know. So for me, that's a very special thing, is to feel that group dynamic happening in a virtual environment.
Thanks. You just brought up an interesting point. You said working solitary. Everybody remember the two-person challenge?
Yes.
I didn't actually participate in that one, so.
I was in that one. I thought we turned out a good script.
Can you explain?
Mike, you were my ex-girlfriend, I think.
Morgan, yes.
Yes, you were.
Was she your ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
Hello?
Are you serious?
What?
I didn't know that.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, she's my ex-girlfriend. I got her onto the site and got her trying to get her screenwriting and stuff.
No kidding. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Uh-oh. In what way?
It just does. It just does. Anyway, besides that, let's go on to what we think we can improve about the OWCs. What do we think the OWCs need?
Oh, what are the things in the past that we did not like?
Yeah, that's good too. Pia?
Well, I think lack of memory regarding previous OWCs. I know there was a huge shitstorm when the one theme was announced, and it was very similar to one that had been done like the year prior. I mean, really,
I remember
really
that.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
Oh, I don't know. It had something to do with a barbecue.
I think it was drama barbecue. Drama picnic.
Yeah, it went from
that
drama.
That was my first one, I think.
Picnic to drama barbecue or something. I mean, yeah, it was really bad. I think
too that regardless of what some people might say, but it seems to me that people seem to really, really want, even if it's mild horror or whatever, people seem to really want horror-ish something at Halloween. They don't want comedy. They don't. Am I misinterpreting this, or, you know?
Well, at least they want something spooky. I mean, I wouldn't say that everyone wants the gory horror, but I think that a lot of people want something spooky.
Yeah, but then again, that's because that's what they're familiar with writing, and so it's not really a challenge, is it? It's not really pushing your boundaries, is it?
Oh, it's a challenge.
I don't know about that. I think
it's a bit too predictable to do it.
It could, but I think, oh, wait a second, I think that it could, you know. I recently, how recent was it? Back in September, I read a script from a gentleman who was working on a series, and it was a political script. And I am really, I don't know much about politics, and but I thought I would, you know, stretch my boundaries. And I read the script, and I was so thankful that I did. And this gentleman, he's such a good writer. I have to go into my email even to find his name, but he is on Simply Scripts. And, you know, some of the stuff that he had written, he had wrote it in past tense, and I called him on that, and he said, oh, you know, because he's been, I guess, writing novels or whatever, and he's trying to, you know, get up to speed with script form. But, you know, to read his work, I mean, it was wonderful, and it taught me a lot. The thing is, what I'm trying to get at here is, for a Halloween script, say, for instance, it's a political horror, right? So who's to say that we can't push boundaries with spookiness or gore or whatever?
Isn't it just politics in general? Horror?
Yeah, there, okay. Zinger. Zinger. Okay, it took me a while.
And then you
that.
Said gore. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
all right, good. Never mind.
All right, so who's next? Ian, do you have anything that you'd like to improve? No? Okay. Jeff?
How about Jeff?
Huh?
Well, are you talking to Sandra or everybody?
Me.
Jeff Stern.
No, not Pia, me.
Had I asked?
I mean, me, not me, Pia. Yeah.
To improve about the 1 week challenge.
Yep.
And I think to me, actually, I do have to admit that, yeah, I'm usually the one that screams a lot about disappointment about the 1 week challenge. But, you know, it may have to do something with it being announced late on Friday night. I don't know. But I don't really have a problem. I just, my suggestion is just, I personally don't like it being like PG stuff. I mean, I know that might be a stretch for some people and it's supposed to be a challenge, but, if it's has to be, regardless of genre, if it has to be PG, I would probably not be interested, even though I just entered one of movie poets that was probably G-rated, but, you know.
That's interesting because, you know, sometimes when I write, you know, I set out writing something very, very serious and actually on the very, kind of very offbeat and not nice end of the scale. Mm-hmm. And it's exactly when I try to do that that the stupid muses come in and they screw me up and they mess with what I'm trying to do.
Those stupid muses.
Yeah, what are
damn
what's
muses.
Going on?
Damn and sea witches.
Damn those muses anyways. But yeah, but at least if you've got this consistent feeling, at least that's a positive thing, right? You know, that no PG.
Let's see if anybody has anything to add about OWCs before we end the show.
So in all your experience, all your people, in the future, what would you like to see? Do you want to see in your own plans? Whenever you see a 1 week challenge, do you try to write it in a way that will make it your script easy to produce on a low budget? Would you give absolutely no regard to budget or anything? Who do you try to write for? And what would you like to see?
I think that when we started doing more production oriented OWCs, those were actually the most interesting. And when you thought about your film being produced while you wrote it, that was really the true exercise. And I think really what we're looking for to foster with the OWC. And so I think that we should approach it always in the sense that it is a production that's going to happen, even if it's not going to happen. Anybody else?
Michael, I was just switching my headphones to the regular speaker here, but I think what
it
you said
irritating
was
too.
What?
It's not really irritating. I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Anyways, what I think I heard was that you were talking about the budget and writing for low production costs.
If that's the challenge.
Yeah, and I think that wow, this is really a hard thing, but you know, with Michael doing things and other people doing things on Movie Storm and whatnot, I don't even know if we should worry so much about production costs, but I think that we should be more concerned about the story itself. I know that fantastical elements, which sometimes I write into my scripts, you know, you think, well, how is somebody going to do that? You know, but maybe just not play them quite up so much in an entire script and just focus on the story. Maybe that's what we should be doing. I don't know.
Well, it depends on what the challenge is. This one here, Rick, and through Pia said we need a low-budget horror. So, in theory, you need to write a low-budget horror, or else you're not going to have a chance for Rick to be able to produce your script.
Absolutely. And if someone's asking you for that, and that's what they're asking you for, then you better be able to provide that for them. Otherwise, they have every right to say, get lost.
Right, and that's why it's a wonderful challenge and opportunity to try to work within something you may not want to do, but you know you have to for that situation.
Yeah,
with the timeline of 1 week on it, it makes it even all the more, whatever you want to say, stressful but cool also, because mm-hmm. you want to produce a great script and you don't want to embarrass yourself, and mm-hmm. you do the best you can within the qualifications of the challenge, and I think it's great with that. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
All right, anything else? No? All right, well.
I love a 1 week challenge.
Aren't we going to talk about our first OWCs?
I think we already did, didn't we?
All right, well, I guess that's it for this edition of Simply Radio. And thank you all for listening, and thanks to all the panel for talking about their OWC experiences. And we'll see you next week, next episode, edition, whatever it's called.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
1.21 gigawatts.